In our society, we put a significant amount of emphasis on the role of calcium in the body and calcium in health. Unfortunately, we do that often to the detriment of magnesium, which is another mineral that is probably more important than calcium for health overall. You know, it's interesting that the American Pharmaceutical Association, in one of their official textbooks, actually says that magnesium is a superstar when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Magnesium deficiency increases the risk of high blood pressure, of high cholesterol, the risk of heart attacks, and a variety of other problems associated with cardiovascular disease. Magnesium is also required to relax muscles and nerves. Magnesium deficiency can include nervousness, restlessness, problems with depression and anxiety, and magnesium deficiency can also lead to problems with cramps in muscles, muscle pain. It's associated, for example, with the symptoms of fibromyalgia. Now, magnesium is an extremely important trace element as far as your bones are concerned as well. Studies show that if you consume enough calcium and if you get enough vitamin D but do not have enough magnesium, the body doesn't use them effectively. Magnesium is required to convert vitamin D into its active metabolite, its active form, called 1,25-dehydroxycholecalciferol. No, you don't have to remember that. But basically, the role of magnesium with calcium is to activate vitamin D and to ensure that your calcium doesn't run around the bloodstream but actually ends up on your bones. Now, magnesium has many, many other roles in the body, preventing kidney stones, helping to trigger and maintain sleep, I mentioned reducing anxiety and depression. It's an extremely important trace element. Unfortunately, there are two major factors that reduce the amount of magnesium in our diet and in our bodies. One is the fact that our foods are significantly deprived of magnesium. According to the United States Department of Agriculture's most recent study, the amount of magnesium in our food has dropped by about 82% in the last 40 to 50 years. And that's due to acid rain, it is due to the way we cultivate foods and the aggressive way we produce our foods. It's also due to the fact that we don't add magnesium back to the soil in conventional agriculture. Another factor that's important is that magnesium is depleted during stress. It's kind of a vicious circle because the more stressed you are, the more magnesium you lose. The more magnesium you lose, the more stressable you become. And that's true for stress, whether it's emotional stress, chemical stress, hormonal stress, or social stress, the body reacts exactly the same way. Now, in women, magnesium is extremely important because it helps the body use and break down estrogen effectively. And a lot of excess estrogen symptoms, including the premenstrual tension symptoms, can be due, it's not the only factor, but can be due to magnesium deficiency. And one of the reasons women have significantly greater problems with anxiety than men is not because you are weaker psychologically, but because you overuse magnesium compared to men, because you need to use it to break down your hormones, your estrogen. So magnesium is an extremely important trace element when it comes to reducing stress, the premenstrual symptoms, improving cardiovascular health, and improving energy overall, really. If you're interested in finding out more about magnesium, take a look at our website, drchrissaffy.com.